We had a lot of feedback from this yesterday. It's received a hell of a lot of hits on our podcast as well. But for those who missed it, this is the poor bloke. He'd be listening now. He gets up about now. Takes him half an hour to drive to work. This is Michael Piccolo from Leeton, who had his prized possession stolen. It was an A9X four-door Torana replica. It was his pride and joy. And it was stolen from his garage at Leeton. Two arrests have been made, but strangely, still no car. Had a lot of people comment on this. Have a listen to this, folks.
Well, we brought you the news last week that there is a missing car out there. The search for a classic Holden Torana from the New South Wales Riverina region is continuing. And this is months after it went missing and despite the arrest of two men. Michael Piccolo is from Leeton and he's a listener to The Night Shift, believe it or not. He reckons he thought it was a joke when he discovered his prized 1977 LX Torana A9X tribute car had been stolen. He's still looking for it, as I say, even though two people have been arrested. It's a beautiful looking car. It's a brown cognac colour. It's the four-door A9X tribute car with a bonnet scoop. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and it's breaking my heart that he still can't sit behind the wheel of it. He's on the line now. Good day, Mike.
G'day, Luke. How are you?
Good, mate. Wow. I love the car. I can't believe you still haven't got it, even though there's been an arrest. What can you tell us?
Well, there has been two arrests, but they're still waiting on a few more. But, the police are just in the process of doing it.
Take us through what happened and where are we at now? Start from the beginning. It's a beautiful car.
Well, I bought the car back in 2018 off a bloke in Blacktown in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I've had it for a couple of years, as I say, and after about four failed attempts to get up and see our grandchildren up in Queensland, we finally got up there on the kids' 10th wedding anniversary. We were supposed to look after the grandchildren while the kids took off for a night.
Yes.
And on that morning, the Friday morning, we get a phone call from a very good friend of mine back here at home saying, am I sitting down? And I said, yeah. And I first thing I thought was someone close to us had passed away.
Sure.
And he said...
But it was worse than that.
Way it was worse. Yeah, it was worse for me. But, he told me that someone had stolen mine and my wife's Torana. And I thought it was a joke. I said, yeah, no, good one. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, no, someone has really stolen your Torana. And again, I thought he was joking again. And then his wife ended up saying, no, Michael, someone has stolen your Torana. And that's when it really hit me.
How did they steal it? Where was it?
Well, it was in our garage.
So it was under lock and key?
Yeah, it was locked up in our garage under lock and key. There was one side gate, unfortunately, that we'd left unlocked for the neighbours to feed our cat.
Yeah.
And they must have been watching us for a while, and they sort of knew where to come through. They turned the power off to the house. Thank God they never broke into the house. They just went straight down to the shed. And broke into the shed and, we had electric gate and they broke the mechanism and that and wound
Jesus.
They didn't do a lot of damage, obviously, and they came down with a trailer which the police have sort of seen on some other people's footage and, just taken the car away and took her off towards Sydney. When we found out, it was about 8:30 about 9 o'clock in the morning. We found that out, and my wife put it on Facebook, and it sort of got smashed there. It just went wild, you know. I don't know much about Facebook, and then one of my nephews he's got a truck business, so he informed his truckie mates, and it just went crazy from that moment on. The amount of people out there looking for it. And it was, we were getting phone calls and sightings. A bloke coming back from Canberra, a Leeton fella, spotted a Wallumbean. It's just a little roundabout there heading towards Cootamundra Young. And then we got a phone call about 11:30 that they saw it out of Goulburn. And when we heard that, we were I got so excited because I thought we would have got it.
Yeah.
Now, usually that Hume Highway is crawling with police and highway patrols, but that day they must have been somewhere else.
Oh, God, just when you need them.
Yeah, and the car wasn't covered, so it was out there for everyone to see.
Two arrests have been made, and it's before the court, so we'll stop. We won't elaborate too much on those two people arrested, but why can't they assist the police by telling them where the car might be?
Oh, I think these people know the rules too well. It's just no comment until they, you know, until they do go to court and find out, you know, what the police know. I suppose up to that time they're staying solid with their lies, I suppose.
I feel so bad for you. You have no idea because I love your car and I know how much it must be killing you. Is it insured?
Yes, it was insured. The insurance company have paid me, but sometimes you need to listen to your wife, and unfortunately, this two times I didn't. While this was all, she said about a month before we should insure it for, because ever since Holden sort of shut its doors, they've sort of skyrocketed in the last 12 months. And I did say to her, yeah, I'll do that when I get back from Queensland. Mistake number one. And then mistake number two was when she said to me about 2 days before, you think we should leave the car here? And I said, who's going to come here and steal the car?
Oh, well, she's 2-0, mate.
Yeah, 2-0. Yeah, two big ones too.
2-0, big time. Did it have any anti-theft devices attached to it?
No, it didn't. You know, in hindsight, is a good thing. But yeah, no, we just thought, you know, who would come here and steal that? You know, there's a lot of cars around this town, and you know, I thought we were safe until this happened, and I have a lot of friends now that have upgraded their security system, unbelievably.
Yeah, and even something like a GPS might have got it for you.
Yeah, well, something simple like that. You know, you just, as I said, in hindsight, you don't think about all these little things and.
Tell Michael Piccolo is with me, the owner of this beautiful A9X four-door Tirana replica. Mike, the police, as I say, have arrested two people. Are those two people known to you?
No, I know the names, but I don't know who they are.
Right, but are they locals?
Yes and no, I think. I think they're sort of not original locals, but have moved into town in the last few years.
Okay. Obviously, they knew what car was in your garage. So, does it spook you a bit that they've been watching you? They've probably followed you home or something, or?
Yes. I don't know if they knew we were away or that was just luck towards them. I go to work at 4 in the morning and it happened at 4:30. So what concerns me is they've been watching me leave to go to work, and you know that would left my wife here alone. And
oh, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the scarier part. You know that she was here on her own, and then if it happened in between that time, and she got up and went outside. There was one in South Australia only 2 weeks after ours in the same sort of colour, but it was an LJ Tirana that got stolen. That poor fella got bashed up and put in hospital.
So it could have been a lot worse. Look, I got my fingers crossed for you. Can you stay in touch with us? I'm hoping you get it back, and I hope it's in great condition, and I hope that whoever it is meets justice. Thanks for talking to us, Mike. Stay in touch, eh?
No, I will. I'll definitely, if I do get it back, and I ask all your listeners to, you know, keep their eyes out there, out for it. And if they hear anything, just get in contact with the Griffith detectives.
Yeah, Jess is going to put a picture of it with your permission on our Facebook page so that our listeners can see what it looks like. But just describe it again for us.
It's a Cognac Gold A9X 1977 Tribute Tirana.
Four-door. Bonnet scoop with the SLR badging on the front nose either side,
on the back spoiler and Hot Wheel mags. Now it's a beautiful looking car, beautiful sounding car. I wish it was just in my garage again.
Oh, when it does come back, and I'm sure it will. You and I got to go for a drive.
Oh sure, I'll come and pick you up.
Done.
Right.
My Piccolo, you take care. Thanks for listening to us in the morning. Apparently, you listen on your way to work.
Yes, I do. Yes, I enjoy the show only for a short period of time. I've only got a.
No one could like the show for a long period of time. Don't worry about that. See you, Mike. We'll stay in touch, buddy.
I will. Thank you, Luke.
Oh, God, I feel for him, Michael Piccolo. It could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. As you said, a similar car was stolen and the bloke was bashed for it. These cars are so sought after, so rare and beautiful. And I hope he gets it back soon. This is the Night Shift on Triple M.